Austerity comes naturally to commentator Annie Corzin. She says the current economy has a lot of people dreaming of a thrifty holiday.
I have been a frugalista all my life. My wealthier friends used to mock me for being a cheapskate, but times have changed, and now my not-quite-so-wealthy-anymore friends are calling me for tips on saving money. I've spotted a few of them prowling the thrift stores for designer labels. They are even re-gifting. Recently, a friend who's always been known for her lavish presents brought me some scented candles as a hostess gift. I guess she forgot that she got them from me. For a thriftaholic like myself, the holidays are a real challenge. So much pressure, so much excess, and so much greedy materialism. Plus, I have a dirty little secret. I hate presents. I hate giving them. I hate unwrapping them and having to pretend that I like them. Wow, a vegan cookbook. I've been wanting one of these. But running the gift-giving race seems inevitable this time of year, so I've learned to make the best of it without spending a fortune. I rarely buy retail. Instead, I find low-priced treasures all year round at yard sales and thrift shops. Eventually, someone will appreciate that mid-century fondue set or that Bakelite bracelet or those vintage lace hankies. I sometimes give services instead of goods, like the time I coach my neighbor in public speaking. And she gave me a home-cooked chicken dinner delivered, which was a welcome gift since I would pay extra for a house without a kitchen. Cheapskates like me hate waste, so I never buy wrapping paper that just ends in the trash. Some Martha Stewart types save it all for crafts projects, but I am allergic to crafts projects. Instead, I use those gift bags that are 2 for $1 at the discount stores. I never write on the message tag, so the recipient can use the bag again. I am not a total Scrooge. I do love those twinkling lights on the darkest days of winter. One tradition that we share with friends is a nighttime walk along the Venice canals in Los Angeles, with views of quaint little bridges, duck-filled waterways, and colorful holiday lights. It's a lovely holiday experience that doesn't cost a dime, until we pig out at the local Thai restaurant. And there is one present that even I enjoy giving. Every Christmas, I renew a donation of $25 a month to sponsor an 11-year-old girl in a poor African village. That money makes it possible for her to go to school. It's the perfect gift for me. No shopping, no wrapping, and I am pretty sure it's truly appreciated.
Commentator Annie Corzin is the author of Bargain Junkie, Living the Good Life on the Cheap.